John, who was really Timber, or Timber was really John,
Dad,
and Tipped Up and Crunch had just escaped with Jackie's help from the booby trap that Conker had set for them, and Jackie landed. Crunch said, "Was it a blue nest with red feathers?" "Yes, it was," said Jackie, and Jackie started looking a little nervous, and his eyes started moving around in his head, and Tip Top started looking not so green, but kind of white, because he was getting scared. "I know what kind of nest that is," said Crunch, "and we better get out of here fast." "Why?" said Jackie. "What's so bad about this egg?" "There's nothing bad about the egg," said Crunch. "There is something very bad about the person who's going to come looking for that egg." "What do you think it is?"
"A bird."
"Think it's a bird?"
"I know." "Doctor."
"It's the huge robot pterodactyl," said Crunch.
"Why is it a robot?"
"It's a robot pterodactyl. It's like a cyborg. Half robot, half real bird. It was a real bird one time, and then it got caught in an accident and almost died. But the evil Dr. Robotnik." Remember who Dr. Robotnik is?
Mm-hmm.
In Sonic?
No.
In Sonic the Hedgehog, Dr. Robotnik's the bad robot guy who fights against Sonic. Evil Dr. Robotnik caught the bird, brought him back to his laboratory, and turned him into a cyborg. Half robot, half bird.
Cyborg. Cyborg is that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He has half human, half metal.
Yeah, that's the way this bird is. Its claws are made of metal. They're 3 inches long, he said. And it's really, really mean. Especially if somebody takes his egg. "Yeah," said Tip Top. "There used to be 9 people in Diddy Kong Racing." "Uh-uh," said John. "There's just 8. "There's only 8 now," said Tip Top. "There used to be a 9th one. His name was Bam Bam. And he was a panda bear." "And why isn't he here now?" said John. "Because he played the egg game at the wrong place at the pterodactyl's nest. And the pterodactyl found him and tore him to bits."
"No, Dad, there's 8 in the first one, but the 9th one is the guy that he had to do for a cold, and he's a really good person. He's the best person."
"Who?"
He's a hen.
"He's a hen?"
"Yeah."
"Oh, in real Diddy Kong?"
"Yeah."
"Ah, I do."
"The best person is a hen."
"I never saw him."
"He's a secret." "That's because you have to do a code."
"Oh, you have to do a code to get him?"
"You have to do a secret code."
"Have you ever done the code to get him?"
"We don't know anything." "We don't know the code."
"Someone just told you about him?"
"No, Stephen told us that you have to do a code to get him."
"Yeah, Stephen told you about the hen, though?"
"Yeah."
"That's pretty cool. Well, so this guy, Bam Bam, he was the 10th. He was even better than the hen till the pterodactyl got him. And then he wasn't any good because he was a goner."
"Dead."
"Oh," said Jackie. "I don't want to be like Bam Bam. Let's get out of here."
"Drop the egg."
"What?"
"Drop the egg."
"Oh, that's a good idea. Thanks, Brian," said John. "Brian," said Jackie. "I don't know," said John. "I just heard a mysterious voice coming out of the sky. It said, drop the egg. And it sounded like a Brian." "Most unusual," said Jackie. "But good advice, nonetheless. I will drop the egg." Jackie hopped in the plane, flew up. Which button do you hit to drop the egg? I forgot.
Z.
Jackie hit the Z button. But nothing happened. Jackie came down. "Hey, I hit the Z button, nothing happened. Let me try," said Timber. Timber jumped in the plane, flew it up. hit the Z button, hit the Z button, hit the Z button, hit the Z button. Nothing happened. Oh no, said John. I'm not flying this plane. He landed it quick. You have to fly, Jackie. No, no, said Jackie. I'm not going to fly that plane. You fly it, he said to Tip Top. Not me. No, no, no. I'm not going to fly, said Tip Top. You fly it, he said to Crunch. Crunch said, do I have to? And what do you think they said?
Yes.
Yes? Who says Crunch. And a voice says,
yes.
Oh, Nolan said, you have to, said John. Nolan who, said Crunch. I don't know, just a voice came out of the sky and said, yes, you have to, so you must. I must obey, I must obey, said Crunch, and he walked like a zombie with his arms out to get in the plane. Let's get in our hovercraft and get away from here as fast as we can. So Jackie, John, and Tip Top hopped into the hovercraft and zoomed off. We'll meet you down by the old windmill, said
Crunch. It's gonna get towards the boat.
John and Crunch said, I gotta think of a plan fast. He flew up high in the airplane.
Just don't take the plane.
But he has to have something to drive.
No, he just unscrew the egg and throw the egg. After he can crack the egg and just take the top of the egg.
That might be an idea. And then Crunch was flying along and said, suddenly, he's flying and he heard a noise. He didn't want to break the egg, because if he broke the egg, the bird would be really mad. He heard a noise. Flap, flap, crank, crank. It was a giant, terrible, awful, horrible day. No, pterodactyl. Uh-oh, said Crunch. It's Crunch time. He flew faster. But the flapping and cranking and flapping and cracking pushed feet faster and faster. Jackie stopped in his hovercraft. We've got to go help him somehow. Yes, said John. We can't let our friend get torn to bits. But what are we going to do, said Tip Top. I think we should run away.
I'm not one of my best people torn to bits.
Anyway, John and Jackie and Tip Top turned their hovercrafts around and went flying after John.
Hovercrafts did not fly.
Zooming after him on the ground. Suddenly, Crunch looked up. The terrible pterodactyl dove down from above him with his steel sharp, razor sharp claws stuck down. But Crunch was a good flyer. He banked to the left and did a loop de loop and got away.
I don't let him take the egg. Wait. Make him run into the egg, and then he can take the egg and not Crunch.
That could be an idea. Mm-hmm. The bird screeched, go, go, go. I'll get you, said the bird. Suddenly, Crunch. The bird chased that Crunch again. Crunch did another tricky move. He zoomed right to the ground under a bridge. And the terrible pterodactyl smashed into the bridge. Crash! Ha ha! Said Crunch. I beat him. But he was half robot. He wasn't hurt. He kept flying again. Crunch suddenly had an idea. I know what I need to do. And
make him slam against the ground!
That's a good idea. That could maybe work. Crunch suddenly started making a noise. Cheep, 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 and the pterodactyl said, my baby, a big baby bird. And Crunch said, me a baby bird, I'm carrying your egg I hatched out of this shell. Shell stuck to me. I'm your baby bird. And the pterodactyl said, it's my first robot baby bird. And Crunch said, yeah, I'm a robot baby bird. Because, you know, his airplane was all metal. And suddenly the pterodactyl came up to him, flying softly. Flap, 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 flap. And grabbed up Crunch in his claws, nice, softly. and started flying him back to his nest. "Oh no," said Crunch. "If he gets to the nest, he might see who I really am. I gotta think of a plan quick." And suddenly, bing, a light bulb popped up on his head. He had a good idea. "I know what. Me baby bird," said Crunch. "Me a twin." "A twin?" said the big pterodactyl. "Yeah, me twin. My other twin lost. Help me find him." And you know who he was thinking his twin was?
Yeah.
Who else had an airplane?
The egg.
No, who else had an airplane flying around?
Diddy.
What color is Diddy's plane?
Blue.
"Me twin blue," said Crunch. "I me have twins," said the mama bird. "Help me find him," said Crunch. "Okay." And suddenly, Crunch smiled. This was the way he was going to get Diddy. The big bird would help him. Because Diddy was so far away, they didn't think they would ever catch him. But the big pterodactyl bird helped him.
Diddy and Conker.
Well, Crunch figured if he could find Conker, he could probably find Diddy too. Crunch had never flown so fast. He felt like he had just gotten like 5 power-up speeding, zooming missiles. He was flying through the air. He zoomed past the hovercrafts. "Whoa, look, the bird got Crunch. Oh, he's a goner," said Tip Top. "I can't look." "Oh, silly," said John. "The bird is holding him nicely. They seem to be looking for something. I wonder what," said Jackie. "Let's follow him and find out." Crunch had a good plan, I think, don't you? They were flying high. Crunch looked everywhere, but he couldn't see anything they were so high up. But the mama bird had one robot eye. It was like a telescope. It could go poking out from her eye. The telescope and look far away on the ground. "I see my twin! I see my blue babies!" And the mama bird, "There it is!" And suddenly, they started swooping down to the ground. Crunch saw up ahead a flash of blue metal shining in the sunlight. He knew he was caught on Diddy's tail. Diddy and Conker were speeding along. Diddy said, "Nan, nan, boo, boo, we got away." "Yes," said Conker. "He escaped from the game, stole our two masters' remote control cars, and turned them into a hovercraft and a plane." "Where should we go?" said Conker. "You want to go to New York," said Diddy. "New York is a big city. Where do you think Conker wanted to go?"
Orlando.
Conker said, "You want to go to Jackson Elementary School, cause trouble." "Trouble," said Diddy. "I like trouble too. Let's do it." "Yes," said Conker. "We'll steal the school bus and have a race."
Twin.
"What?"
"A white twin."
"A white twin?"
"Yeah, Conker."
"Oh, maybe so too. Triplets." Then the mama bird said, "There's my blue twin. What's that white thing on the ground?" It's like a car." Crunch had a thought. "Oh, no, no, no. We have triplets." "But it's not flying," said the mama bird. "My babies fly." "This triplet," Crunch said, "this triplet broken. He broken, have to walk." "Oh," said the mama bird. "Me get him too, fix him up." "Okay," said Crunch, "get them both. That's a good idea." Diddy and Conker were just zipping along. Decided they'd head over to Jackson Elementary and steal a school bus and cause some trouble. When suddenly, a giant shadow appeared up above them. Appeared from above. "Do you see what I see?" said Conker. Diddy looked up out of the corner of his eye. "I think I see what you see," he said. "I think it's trouble," said Conker. "Me too," said Diddy. "Let's get out of here." They sped off as fast as they could.
Yeah, they can't get fast or miss. There are bananas, and there's no bananas in this story.
Mm-hmm. But they did speed off as fast as they could.
They can't go without bananas or boosters.
Mm-hmm. They can go, but just not as fast. But there might be some of those red and yellow tunnels hiding around in this land, don't you think?
Yeah, because there's balloons.
Yeah, that's right. There's balloons.
Yeah, but they haven't gotten any balloons.
I know. They got one time. Didn't somebody get a homing missile or something?
No. Once there were some balloons out in someone's yard, they went up there and
down. Crutch said, "Faster, faster, get my brothers." And the bird went zipping down to them.
Did he?
Conquers a goal?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's why white's a gold color.
Oh, okay. This hovercraft is white. Okay. A bird swooped down. His claw reached down. Conker swerved out of the way. Whew, that was close, said Conker. Why are they trying to get me? I don't know, said Diddy. I'll attack. Suddenly, what kind of balloons have missiles in them?
Red.
Suddenly, Diddy saw some red balloons. Shot over, zipped over his plane to the red balloon and ran into it. Ta-ding! Now I have a homing missile now, said Diddy.
Dad, you have to get two.
Oh, you went through two, I meant.
Yeah, but you have to get... If you get two at a time now in a row, it doesn't mean you get
home. Oh, here, one regular missile. Fire, said Diddy, and he hit the Z button.
He didn't like it, doesn't go.
It went, but it missed. The bird said, "Why am I triplet doing that?" "I don't know," said Conker. "I think you better get him and give him a good spank."
That's Crunch.
Crunch said, "Yeah." Crunch said, "I think you better give him a good spank." "Me do it," said the bird. And suddenly the bird swooped down and grabbed that Diddy in her other claw. Diddy said, "Crunch, what are you doing here?" "Oh, just catching you." "How did you get this bird on your team?" said Diddy. "That's cheating." "I'm smarter than you," said Crunch. "I outsmarted you. I got the giant, terrible pterodactyl on my team." "No fair," said Diddy. Crunch said, "Mommy, give Blue Baby spank." And the bird went down low and took Diddy and started going like this, flying. Boom, 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 boom. And Diddy was bouncing, boom, 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 on his plane. "Stop it," said Diddy. "Stop it." The mama bird said, "Blue, what was Diddy's color, Nolan?"
Blue.
Blue.
White, blue.
"Blue baby," said the big bird. "Will you be nice now?" "Yes, yes, I'll be nice," said Diddy. "Just let me go." "Oh, you want to fly again?" said the mama bird. "Me let you go." The mama bird let Diddy go. And Diddy started falling because they were flying high in the sky. Diddy said, "This is my chance. I'll get away in my airplane." But he tried to fly. And all those smashes that he had done into the ground had broken his engine and his plane wouldn't fly. He started zooming down from the sky. Going faster and faster. "Help me," said Diddy. He was in big trouble. His plane was going down fast, out of control. Diddy started going, "Please, please, please. Oh, please, someone please save me." Suddenly, Crunch noticed and said, "Mama, Bluebird's not flying very good. We better go help him." "Ah, ah," said the mama. And she went zipping down, fast, fast, fast. "Phew, Diddy was coming!" Jackie and John were down below, looking, and said, "Get out of here, that plane's gonna crash into us at 500 miles an hour and blow up into a million pieces." And John said, "That was my remote control car. I don't want it to break." "Quick," said John, "I got an idea." And he was... Diddy was crashing down right into one of his friend's backyards. And guess what was in his friend's backyard?
What?
that trampoline. Can you think what they might do with that trampoline? Yeah. Diddy was going down. The mama bird was zipping down, trying to get him, but she was too late. Diddy crashed. Flash into the ground. Oh no, said the mama bird. But as soon as Diddy landed, he went boing and bounced back up. But he bounced back up so fast, he smacked right into mama bird's tummy. Said the mama bird. Ow.
She had metal.
Yeah.
On one side though.
Yeah, but it got her on the side that wasn't metal. Ow, she said. Blue baby bird being bad again. We take back to nest and teach him a lesson. But when she was there, she saw down the ground her white twin, her white triplet. Do you remember who?
Conker.
Conker was trying to get away. His hovercraft. He said, I see it. I see it. Where I need to go. And the big mama bird was chasing after him. You know what Conker saw?
What?
Big school bus.
Jackson
Elementary School. And there was a big empty school bus. All the children had gotten out and the driver had gone inside to get a drink of water. Conker zipped up to it, flew his hovercraft right inside the...
You can't fly your hovercraft.
Well, he just zipped it. You can kind of fly because it goes in the air there.
You have to hop.
Yeah. It sort of hopped right into the front of the bus just as the mama bird screeched to a halt in front of Jackson Elementary. Why's my baby? Oh, no, she said. That big yellow monster ate my baby. I want to get it. And that's right when a bunch of kids came out from school. There was all the kids in the neighborhood, like Nick, Drew, Brian, Nolan. Everybody's ready to get in their school bus.
Was that number 7?
Yeah, it was school bus number 7. All of a sudden, they saw a huge giant bird pick up the big school bus and start shaking it. Hey, you break your bus, said one of the kids.
Who?
I don't know. Who?
No. Me.
You. Stop that. But the big bird shook and shook the bus, and suddenly Nolan saw a white hovercraft pop out with a squirrel in it. Conker, said all the kids. At least all the kids who had Diddy Kong. Or played it. Everyone, go grab him. Yeah. But the mama bird grabbed him, Conker, up and took Conker and Diddy
to her nest.
And Crunch back to her nest.
Uh-huh. And she thinks that Conker got broken, so she has to fix him up.
Uh-huh. So he could fly again. Took them all back to her nest, said, my poor baby birds are so lonely and cold. I will sit on top of them. And she sat her big butt right on top of them.
Oh yeah, Crunch.
Crunch too. Well, Crunch, this doesn't feel very comfortable. I got feathers in my mouth. I don't like it either, said Diddy.
What if he sticks his head up?
What if he opens his big alligator mouth and his sharp teeth and closes them?
Well, that's going to be bad for him.
But he thought about doing it, decided, I better not.
He said,
and then Jackie and John and Tip Top were zipping in their hovercrafts. They got close to the nest and they stopped. Let's get out of our hovercraft, said Jackie.
Jackie has the plane.
His what?
Jackie has
the plane. The plane? Oh yeah, he flew the plane back. Let's sneak up and see what's happening. He did, and all I could hear was the mama bird talking, I'm so happy I have triplets. I'm so happy my egg finally hatched.
Oh, Dad.
What?
Jackie has a hovercraft now, because Crunch took his plane.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
But then he has to find the plane.
Yeah. Well, Crunch is still in his plane. In the nest.
Crunch named it.
Yeah, but then when the mama bird picked him up, He's still in the plane, because the plane is what she thinks the crunch is part of the plane, and she thinks the plane is her baby. Anyway, Jackie said, I have an idea. Let's sing.
What?
Said John. Sing with me, said Jackie.
Lullaby, England, lullaby.
But Dad, she is
giant, terrible pterodactyl.
But she is sitting on them.
No, not on Jackie and John.
I know, but they cannot get out because she is sitting on.
They might be able to. They can sneak out from under the edge if she's not looking. And suddenly, Jackie said, it's working. The big bird's eyes started to close. And suddenly she was snoring. Now's our chance, said Jackie. I'll go up. Jackie climbed up the nest and got in. He peeked in under the edge of the butt. He said, Crunch, can you hear me? Yeah, said Crunch. She's asleep, said Jackie. Come on out now. Okay, said Crunch. What about Diddy and Conker? Get them too, said Jackie. Okay, so Diddy, Conker, and Crunch all snuck out from under the bird. And when they did, Jackie and John were ready. They threw a net on the Crunch, onto Conker and Diddy. We've got you guys, we're bringing you home now, they said. But what's the bird gonna say when she wakes up and we're gone? She's gonna be even madder if someone stole her babies and stole her egg. Oh yes, Jackie, that's right. What should we do? Tip-Top said, I have a good idea. My mama was a turtle too, and turtles hatch from eggs. I think we ought to hatch her egg. That's right, said Crunch. I still have her egg hooked to my airplane. So Crunch got out the egg, and they got out a hammer and started cracking it. Crack, crack, crack. And suddenly, the egg cracked open. And can you believe what they saw inside there?
A bird.
Not one bird, but...
Three
birds. Three real baby birds in the egg.
Crack. Were they little?
Yes, they were. Mm-hmm. They stuffed them in the nest and zipped out of there as fast as they can. They went back through by the river, back under the pipe, back to the road, back to Jackie and John's house. And there, they stood in the cul-de-sac in front of Jackie and John's house. Wow, said John. This took a lot longer to ride those remote control cars than I thought it would. But it was a lot more fun, said Jackie. Yeah, said John.
Dad,
this is my best adventure ever.
There's still a mouse and a tiger.
Oh, yeah. Let's go home, they said. Okay, and we'll bring our cars, too. Come on, guys. And they did, and they started to walk into Jackie's house. And Susie walked out in the front yard and screamed, Ah! Giant monsters, Mommy! Giant monsters! John said, It's just us, Susie. They ate! That tiger ate John, said Susie. I can hear John's voice coming from his tummy. Oh no, said Jackie. I forgot. We look like these guys. How do we get out of that? How'd they get that way in the first place?
Oh, the giant blowfish.
I wish the giant blowfish was here, said Jackie. And suddenly, who should swim by through the air but a giant blowfish?
But the wife turned Jackie into the mouse in the...
Right, and his wife. The blowfish just says, Are you ready to turn back to humans now? Please, sir. Yes, ma'am, they said. Okay, and they blew on him. And they swirled with bubbles. And suddenly, they turned back. And they were regular again. And their cars were regular. And everyone else was gone. No Tip-Top, no Crunch, no Diddy, no Conker, nobody. Hey, I didn't want the animals to go, said John. Me neither, said Jackie. Well, said the blowfish, when the magic spell is over, they go back to video game land where they belong. Said John, let's go see. And they ran into the basement as fast as they could of Jackie's house. And you know what they did?
What?
They turned on their Nintendo game. And they put in the Diddy Kong game and looked at it. When they looked in the screen, it was a little different than usual. Suddenly, they could see Crunch waving like crazy to them. And Tip-Tup too going, and they were going like this. Yeah, like we're the champions. So when they saw Diddy and Conker, they would look mad, and they were going, shaking their fists at Jackie and John. I think they recognize us, said Jackie. Me too, said John. So it really was real. I guess so, because they're really doing that in the game.
Dad, and I want to hear this song.
Susie was watching and said, what is going on? How'd that happen? Jackie and John just